Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another amazing episode of the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I am a veteran. My name is Pastor John McClain. I'm here with another veteran. His name is Mr. Wesley Source.
Hello.
And he is the newest talk radio show in the city of Tucson.
I am. Yeah.
How does it feel hearing that?
How is that the show? It's on right before us right now.
Yeah, for sure. So it was great doing it.
Yes, it was.
How does it feel being a big boy?
It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. It's been great. Great journey. Yeah. I definitely appreciate your guidance.
It's an honor. It's an honor for sure. Just, I mean, for me, and I'll make this brief because we have some great guests that I want to definitely get to today, that having, you know, worked, created probably 6 different radio shows over the past 4 years. Working with you has been such a joy, brother. So thank you.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. But this would not be the Common Good Radio Show if I did not give grace to a very loving Father that's blessed definitely every single person in this studio, because we're all powerhouses in here. I want to thank him with the Lord's Prayer, and it goes a little something like this. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
So, we spoke of the powerhouses we have on the show today. We have just, you know, who we have the first Wednesday or first Sunday of every single month, or Wednesday, whichever you like, if you're watching live, is Dr. Rachel with Inspire Life Chiropractic and John Spur with Inspire Life Mortgage. But as we usually do, let's start it off with the one who loves being in front of the mic the most, and she jumps for joy every single time she gets the opportunity to do it. Dr. Rachel, thank you for joining us.
I'm here for the people.
Yeah.
It's all about them.
For sure. Because I mean, ever since I've known Dr. Rachel, even though she's an excellent speaker, very articulate, you know, kind of, she speaks with fluidity and she does a great job. Like 87% of most people, it seems like probably one of her greatest fears is public speaking. So she's out here giving you information. She's out here talking and putting herself out there for you. So I appreciate you doing that for us, Dr. Rachel.
Now the pressure's on.
Well, the pressure's always on for you, it seems. It's a pressure you put on yourself. But for those who don't know what Inspired Life Chiropractic is, fill them in.
All right. Chiropractic and Wellness Center. I'm the chiropractor. Here we are. And I've added a team to take care of our community as best as we can. We've extended some of our massage hours to the schedule this last month. Mm-hmm. And we just brought on a new acupuncturist. Her name's Ginger.
Nice.
We are very excited to have her be part of our team. Everyone she's treated so far comes out, gives me the double thumbs up, says she is fantastic. So she's also going to work with us to expand to an additional room in our facility and work on building a community acupuncture room, which is just going to be fantastic for people that are super busy, because they can have a shorter but very quality acupuncture experience.
Nice. So you have massage therapy, acupuncture. Obviously, you're a chiropractor. You do have chiropractic services. Go through some of the other services. We're gonna deep dive into Hockett treatment in the second segment.
Yes.
But the chiropractic, acupuncture, massage therapy. What are some of the other services that you guys do?
So I've added. I've had it for a long time. I do low level laser therapy, and I think it's always going to be my favorite is the soft wave therapy, because I just see miracles happen every week in the office with my patients. But I want to talk about how all these things work together, if that's okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because my foundation to take care of myself is chiropractic, massage, and acupuncture, and everything that we have to offer in our office. We all have the same end goal. We just get there differently, and they all support one another. I like to try to explain the science, even though I don't ever have my numbers right, but everything in our body...
I'm guessing you're close, though. I'm guessing you're pretty close.
17. Everything in our body runs on a frequency, whether it's your blood vessels or your heart or your liver. And chiropractic works with specifically the nervous system. So our goal is to make sure all the joints in the spine are moving, taking pressure off those nerves so those nerves can fire to those organ systems and people can be healthy. Massage, you think of think of everyone as the Tin Man if you're not working on yourself. From the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, I feel like
we
that
are
after
going
basketball.
Like your soft tissues as you sit at your desk or just laying around the house. If those tissues aren't worked on a regular basis, they're going to get hard and they're not going to move very well. That's why as we get older, people make the aches and pains sound. Just getting up off the couch.
Yeah, I do.
So massage is working specifically different techniques for the muscles and the soft tissues, helping the mobility and balance to postures. And then acupuncture has many different modalities, but the goal there is to balance the chi or the energy of the systems through any imbalances that were created in specific organ systems. Mm. So our goal, again, is to restore balance to an unbalanced system.
Mm. That's awesome.
Interesting. And I feel like maybe we have enough time. We kind of share. I know you get the... You've been getting the soft wave treatment?
Yes, yeah. I have, yeah.
Yeah, you want to share about that?
It's pretty straightforward. I mean, you go in and she hones in on the areas that need to be treated with that first treatment. Are you still running the special?
Yeah, I'm running the special. So that's a $49 exam fee. And what we do is we have the patient come in, they fill out their paperwork so I can get the history on them and then ask mm-hmm. them more specific mm-hmm. questions in the consultation. And some people have a couple areas they want to get checked out. Some people have a specific area like you did. Mm-hmm. So in an exam, we'll do, it's like a discovery. We're searching the tissues. And if you have damaged tissue, you can't really hide from the soft wave.
Nope. I like the way that you describe it, though, because it's little chisels that go in and break apart and get that circulation going. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what's happening. Mm-hmm. And it feels like it, too.
And I don't want people to be scared of that.
No.
It is very temporary, but I start very, very light and because it's the unknown. And I know that's a little scary for people. So I get them in. I explain everything. I get their goals. Mm-hmm. Some people want to get back to pickleball and some people want to avoid having a knee replacement surgery. And I've had a couple people cancel their joint replacements, mm-hmm. which just brings me the most joy ever.
Oh, that's awesome. Mm-hmm.
I mean, sometimes there's a necessity. I think I talked last show about one of my patients works as a recovery nurse mm-hmm. and just the amount of surgeries they have every week.
Yeah.
Like 50 joint replacements is insane.
That's a lot.
And, that's wild.
And what happens when that goes bad? You can't do anything about it. Maybe you have another, when somebody has two knee replacements on the same knee in a year.
Mm.
So my goal is to help people keep their original parts and pieces for as long as possible without the need for medications or surgeries.
Nice. And real quick, tell our listeners how they can get a hold of you. We're going to be back with Dr. Rachel with Inspired Life Chiropractic after this break, but how can they get a hold of you?
Office phone number is 520-390-2966. We are on Facebook and Instagram, inspiredlifechiropractic.com.
Awesome. And also, when we come back, we'll have you, Wesley, tell about, you know, how you feel after the treatment over, you know, however much time. And I definitely want to share my experience with the treatment because I have some good news for you, Dr. Rachel.
Ooh.
Because of that treatment. But I would be hence if I did not thank our sponsors. We got Picture Rock Cooling, Heating and Plumbing, Inspire Life Mortgage, Inspire Life Chiropractic and Wellness, Pep Inc., Gap Ministries, Better Business Bureau, Serving Southern Arizona, C. Eaton Photography, We Care Tucson, Action Print and Copy, Sabino Investment Management, Kiki Rogers and Country Financial, and White Stallion Ranch. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain here with Wesley Source. We'll see you after the break. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. We are the veterans, Pastor John McClain and Wesley Source, here to serve you. I don't know. Is that a good motto? No. Highlighting the good in our community is actually the motto of the show.
I'm here to serve people.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you're definitely... And going to your office, we'll kind of pick up where we left. We got Dr. Rachel with Inspire Life Chiropractic here with us. You stay busy.
There's a lot of tin men in the world.
Yeah, I guess so.
I got to grease those joints.
Yeah, it's cool to see, like, just kind of just, you know, your workflow and just to see that your office stays busy and good to see, like, kind of the... people going in sore, coming out happy, me being one of those people. And I'll kind of pick up where we left off with Wesley talking about how he gets treatment with you. I feel like I've been seeing you for about 3 months now, something around those lines. And I came in because I had this hip that was giving me issues. Like, I felt like I needed to get surgery because of this hip. And I just had a CT scan recently, and they showed that I don't have any issues with my hip or anything in that issue. So
there's so many people that come in and they've gone through all of the hoops with all the medical system and all the ologists and all the doctors, and there's nothing wrong with them.
Yeah.
But there is.
Yeah.
They just look at some completely different things.
The slight adjustments, little stuff like that. And the good news, though, that I wanted to share with you is I believe when you first consult with them, you ask them, what do you want to achieve? What do you want to accomplish? And do you remember what I told you I wanted to?
You wanted to bring the hurt on the basketball court, I think.
And particularly, I wanted to be able to dunk a basketball.
And play 5 hours on a Sunday.
Yeah. And this last weekend, I dunked the basketball.
Do we have video?
We don't have video, but I have witnesses. So.
This is the goals of the office. It's to help you be the best you want, whatever you want to do.
Yeah. And it's such a blessing. At 40 years old, to be able to say I dunked a basketball when I thought, you know, maybe for the rest of my life, I wouldn't be able to play basketball anymore. I just wasn't at that point anymore. So
Wesley,
it's such
do
a
you
blessing.
Want to dunk the basketball?
I'm good. I can usually just reach up and do it. But
yeah. I think your goal is different. Like, you want to run longer
hike.
Distance.
You wanted to run 12 miles.
Mm-hmm. That's what I used to do. You know, you get the runner high. I don't know if anybody ever experienced in the room, but you know, I hit that mile and it feels good to be out there running.
Yeah,
you
just coast. It's like riding a motorcycle almost in
almost.
A way. Yeah.
Yeah. It's very good therapy for me.
Yeah.
Not you know, other people, but
not for people who hate running. Not at all.
Right. Like the push-up sit-ups, no, I'm good. But the running, I absolutely adored.
Yeah, and you and we'll skip over to kind of like that idea you're talking about. You've been getting soft wave therapy for I don't know how long now, but how long and how has the progression been so far?
I've had a few treatments. Okay. You know, it helps. Mm-hmm. It definitely helps. And getting that circulation into those areas, because I actually had a partially torn tendon. It hurt a lot, and it's not hurting anymore. Nice. So I'm able to walk around. I know when you first met me, I was walking around in that that boot,
in a boot.
The air cast, and I was locked down in that for 3 months. And you invited me out to try, and it worked.
Yeah,
I don't think you had the awesome results like I get on a lot of my patients coming off the table, but like yesterday, I had a woman come in because she wants to avoid bunion surgery, because I think you're down for like at least 6 weeks after bunion surgery, and she's very active. And we did her exam, and we found lots of damaged tissue, and she got up and said, it's looser. There's less pressure.
That's awesome.
And that's just like instantly off the table. And I told my patients, I'm like, if you have a damaged arthritic joint, but it's not bothering you, would you still let them cut you open and replace it? No. Because you have then so many risks of something going wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, and John, you said, we were talking during the break about how you've used a soft wave on so many different parts. Tell us a little bit about your experience with a soft wave machine.
I pretty much use it on every joint on the left side of my body, I think, for sure. It's the one I remember the most is I had repetitive use, basically hairline fractures in my thumbs from doing a large remodel project, and I couldn't even grip a pint glass. Like I couldn't grab it and pick it up. And we did the first treatment, and I was able to pick it up from the rim, carry it around, move it. And I would say 5 or 6 treatments after that, almost all of the pain was gone in the thumbs, and the mobility was back. But that's been my experience with anything I've treated, from elbow to shoulder to knee to foot to ankle, that I get almost instant relief every time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I know, Dr. Rachel, you have a new Hockett treatment happening there at the Inspired Life Chiropractic. Tell us about that.
Do you remember what it stands for?
Absolutely not.
Wesley?
Okay.
I can guess. It's the hyperthermic ozone carbonic acid transdermal technology.
Right.
So next time when we talk about it, we'll have that. It's 10 modalities, all to increase your health and wellness and give, again, your body its best chance on a cellular level to be healthy in a 30-minute session. So I'm going to talk a little bit about it, but I do want to invite any listeners that would like to come in for a complimentary consultation to see if how it could benefit them. I just have them fill out the paperwork and see what their health concerns are and tell them a little bit more about it. So just give the office a call if you do want to set that up. But it's a little pod that you sit in and your head is out, and we do have a technician in with you the entire treatment.
Very cool.
At my house, I've gathered all these individual things to enhance, you know, your body's function and healing. And somebody came up with this thing, and it has everything in one. It has a carbonic acid treatment at the beginning, which helps increase the uptake of oxygen and delivery to all the cells. You have the far infrared and the steam, which helps heat up the body temp and assist the body in detoxification. And then the biggest thing that it does is the ozone therapy, which does countless things. Some of the things I was just looking up is supporting the respiratory system. It inactivates bacteria, pathogens, viruses, parasites, yeasts. So if you get rid of all that stuff, it helps increase your immune system, increasing circulation. And then it can also help relieve pain in joints, wounds, fractures. I was talking earlier about the frequencies in the body. It does frequency specific microcurrents. So some genius came up with how all these, what are the frequencies and how can we help balance them? So this one has over 100 different settings that we can do, anywhere from like Lyme disease to just decreasing inflammation. There's cancer settings, there's acne settings, you name it.
That's wild.
There's a pulsed electric magnetic frequency, and that helps the body. Like if you picture all your cells working on a Wi-Fi system to communicate to each other, it clears it. And so that can help just increase oxygenation, decreasing inflammation, helps your support overall health.
That's awesome. So just real quick, like 20 seconds, tell, like, the question is, what type of ailments, you know, you said people with Lyme disease, those type of things, what type of people are like the ideal population for this? And then let's roll into contact information.
So if you are a person,
okay.
And that's why I invite people for that free consultation on this to see if it, how it could benefit them and explain it more individual basis. But if it ends in itis, a doctor told me, we treat it. And that's basically how I feel too. Cool. So if you have inflammation or you feel like the Tin Man, we've got things for you.
That's awesome.
So how can you get a hold of Dr. Rachel in Inspired Life Chiropractic?
That's 520-390-2966, Inspired Life Chiropractic.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Dr. Rachel.
Thank you.
This is the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rest Commission. I'm Pastor John McClain, here with Wesley Source, the Tucson's newest talk radio show host. Go to VeteranRescueMission.org for more information.
Welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show. I'm your guest host, Wesley Source, here with Pastor John, and we are the Common Good Radio Show. We're here with John from Inspired Life Mortgage, and welcome back.
That's us. For sure. Yeah, this is an action-packed day, because I got to be your co-host, you get to be my co-host, we're just having fun, and we get to interview, which, I mean, I think this is like the third time you've been here where we interviewed John.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, he's interviewing you.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, for sure. So thank you once again, John, for joining us, brother.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, and John is he's one of the few people in the world I let pick on me, so I enjoy him being in studio.
Haven't picked on you once since I walked in the door today. Not once.
It's coming, though, and I'm ready, and you're allowed to. I give you permission, my friend, for sure. So, but let's just start with, you know, just the normal question. For those who don't know what Inspired Life Mortgage is, what is Inspired Life Mortgage?
Hey, we are a locally owned mortgage broker. I'm licensed in 9 states, and I've done mortgage financing for 30 plus years, and 4 or 5 years ago decided to go out on my own, started working for the big banks, and it's one of the best decisions I made.
Yeah, and a common theme that we have on this show is the Fed's keep raising them rates. It's like, it almost seems like that's like a Chris Rock line, like, feds be raising them rates. So tell us about that. What's going on with the feds raising the rates once again?
Well, first, I got to pick on you. That was like the worst Chris Rock impression ever.
That's the best I got.
He has every right to. The Fed raised rates again, and they're probably going to do it in September and October and November, and they just have it in their mind that that is what's going to fix the problem that they believe is a problem. So they raised them again. It was a quarter of a percent. And
I feel like the last time I had you on the show, they raised them a quarter percent, or maybe it was 2 months ago that...
They skipped last month.
Okay.
They paused.
Okay. Take a little break.
And previous to that, it was a quarter. Previous to that, was a quarter. Mm. But, the Fed fund rate is now the highest it's been in 20 years.
And what is the Fed rate?
It's 5.75% now?
5.75%.
Yeah. Wow. So, keep in mind, we're talking 18 months ago, it was basically zero.
Mm.
So, it's a significant increase. And they are basing it on inflation and inflation numbers and trying to get inflation under control. But there's a lot of other factors out there that are driving inflation outside of just the lower rates. Well, not so low rates now. I mean, you got credit cards that are at 21%.
Is it related to our debt rating going down at all?
The debt rating going down is related to the rates keep going up.
Okay.
I mean, they've created an environment where the U.S. government, the rate they control is what the U.S. government pays for interest on their debt, on our debt load, on the American debt load. And so that dollar amount that is owed in interest now is so large that it's creating a concern for our debt rating.
Mm. Mm. Interesting. So with the feds raising the rates, how is that affecting mortgage rates?
So the interesting thing about the Fed raising rates is they control short-term rates. It does trickle into the mortgage market, but today this rate increase that happened this week was already baked into mortgage rates. Mm. We already knew it was happening. Mm. There was no surprise. We knew it was going to happen. It was already baked into the rates.
Mm-hmm.
What we're looking for is what they call the dot plot or the Fed minutes. And what does the Fed say about the future?
Mm-hmm.
Like, give us a hint of when you're going to stop raising rates or a hint of when you're going to start lowering rates.
Mm-hmm.
And they just kind of kicked the can down the road and they extended that dot plot out and that rate forecast out another month. So instead of in January or February, we're going to stop, maybe February or March, we're going to stop. They didn't really give us any solid backstop of when they're going to quit doing this.
Mm-hmm.
So in return, mortgage rates went up because of the verbiage that they had going into the future, not because of this recent rate hike.
Oh, wow.
We're not going to see mortgage rates level off or any type of dip in rates until the Fed changes their verbiage to, we're done, and this is when we project we'll start lowering.
Right. Interesting. And how is this, the raise in the Fed rates, affecting short-term debt like credit cards and student loans, stuff like that?
Oh my gosh, before I came on the show, I looked up just the average credit card rate today.
I don't even hear it. It's going to make my heart
after
hurt.
The Fed fund increase, it's now 21%. 21% is the average. Student loans, two-thirds of the student loans in the country are variable rate. Now, nobody's been making their student loan payments because they've been on forbearance, but these people have had variable rates. That's controlled by the Fed fund rate. And every time the Fed has raised rates, it's gone up.
Mm-hmm.
So there's going to be a really big shock when these things start getting repaid. Because number one,
doesn't that end soon? I'm sure you're
real soon. Yeah. Real soon. Like in 6 weeks, 6 or 8 weeks. But three years ago when they were paying these, their rate on them was 2-3%.
Mm-hmm.
It's now 7, 8, 9, 10. Percent
loan.
And your new payment is going to be based on this higher interest rate, along with all of that interest is getting tacked back onto your loan that you didn't pay for the last 3 years. So there's a huge effect on student loans and credit cards. So credit cards, if you default, which means you miss a payment, you make it on the 32nd day instead of 30th day, that's considered a default. We automatically go to the default rate, and default rates are 26.9%. I have a gal that I'm working with. She has almost $90,000 in credit card debt, all of it at the default rate. Her monthly just interest payments on her credit cards are $2,200 a month.
Wow.
And so we're taking cash out of our house to pay them off because there's not another solution. File bankruptcy, lose all your stuff, or we're going to take cash out of the house to pay this off because of a 26% rate.
Wow.
I don't even know how to respond. It's just crazy, shocking.
But and I'm not trying to be negative. It's just the truth. Right. It's the reality of the situation.
Mm-hmm. It's awesome that there's a solution that you have to help out, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you own a home and you have equity in your property, there's an option. There's something we can do. Now, if you don't own a home, it's a great time to go buy a house, right? So that you can take advantage of this in the future. But right now, if you own a home and have equity in a house, this is a solution to these high-rate credit cards.
Right. Mm. Right, right, right.
Interesting. So before we jump into another subject that you're really unfurl with and unpack for us, tell our listeners how they can get a hold of you. Real quick, just a list of the services that you can provide for them, that you're a specialist on.
So from a mortgage lending perspective, it's conventional financing, Fannie, Freddie, FHA, VA, USDA, home equity line of credits, closed-end seconds. If it's a loan on a home, we can figure out how to do it from manufactured housing to a log cabin.
Okay.
Best way to get a hold of me is going to be on my cell phone, 520-247-3610, or go to the website at inspiredlifemortgage.com.
Awesome. We'll be back after this break with Mr. John Spurr with Inspire Life Mortgage. If you haven't been to their Facebook page or the website, definitely check it out. If you haven't been to our website, veteranrescuemission.org, please check it out. We do this little work called finding unhoused veterans, getting them to our shelter, sheltering them, connecting them with housing and jobs. Go to veteranrescuemission.org. You'll find out more about that, as well as the other grouping of programs that we're into. We'll talk about that and much more after this break.
I'm Wesley Source, your guest host of the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission, with your host, Pastor John McClain.
Yeah.
To you.
That was smooth. That was super smooth. That was like confident. Like nothing else it was said with confidence. It wasn't right.
It wasn't right. Oh, okay.
It was like, it was all the elements were there. They just weren't in the right order. Well, it was like you put C before A, but it was good. It was super smooth. Like especially the look in your face was about as confident as you've ever said anything. So that was great.
I tried my best.
I'll defend you a little bit. That was like the worst backdoor compliment anybody has ever given in the history of backdoor compliments.
Fair enough.
Very well. Welcome. And I mean it with all my heart. So that's razzmatazz there. That's John Spurr with Inspired Life Mortgage. And he gave you a whole bunch of jewels and gems before we went into break. But coming out of break, actually going into break, we were talking about how the Fed raising rates once again and how that affects your mortgage rates and how that affects short-term debt like credit cards and student loans. Mm-hmm. Now, Mr. John Spurr, what would you recommend to someone that has experienced an increase in their credit card monthly payments?
So first, I know we talk about the Fed. For months, we're talking about the Fed raising rates, and it seems like this negative and negative and negative and negative. But I look at it as like we're just planting the field. And at one point, they're going to stop, and they're going to start coming down, and that's the day we get to harvest, and it's going to be great. Mm-hmm. But it's a necessary evil. We have to have these ups and downs to get the economy to work. But as far as your question is what to do if they've experienced, you know, a massive increase in their credit card payments, which a lot of people have. Mm. You know, one, look to see if there's a way to tighten your budget. Are there things that you can stop doing that are, I don't want to say frivolous, but a luxury? You know, make coffee at home instead of buying expensive coffee. Mm-hmm. Eat at home more. You know, what things can you do to cut back so that you can chop away at that credit card balance? Mm-hmm. You know, number two, stop using them. Put them away. If you already have a high balance, figure out a way to stop using them if you can. Mm. And if there's just not a way to get that under control, before you start talking to all of these credit debt release services that are out there that are preying on these people that have high credit card balances, like, oh, we can fix this, we can consolidate it to a low payment and so on and so forth. But they don't tell you in all this miraculous stuff that your $2,100 a month is going to go to $500. It's also going to trash your credit for 4 years. They forget to tell you that part. Mm-hmm. If you own a home, let's look at what equity you have in the house. And I understand a lot of people are at a very low interest rate, 3%, 3.5% because of the refi boom we had 2 years ago. But if we have to take you to 7% to pay off all of your credit card debt that's at 20 to 26%, the monthly outgo is going to be significantly less. And the feds are not going to be lowering rates at any rapid rate over the next 18 months. They've got to get to a plateau, which they haven't reached yet. And they're going to stay at that plateau for a period of time, and then they're going to start bringing them down. They're going to bring them down the same way, a quarter point at a time. And so this interest rate that you're experiencing on your credit card right now, this extraordinarily high, is not going away tomorrow or next month or the month after. You're stuck with it for a couple of years. And if you have $20,000 in credit card debt at a 21% interest rate, it's going to take you 3 to 5 years to pay off at $1,000 a month.
Wow. Yeah.
That's for 20 grand. Sometimes you have to sacrifice that great rate and take a look at what's available between an equity line of credit, a closed-end second, or just redoing your first mortgage and getting rid of this higher rate debt. So that's kind of my 2 cents on the subject. The other thing is, if you have student loans that are going to repayment that were variable, that have super high rates, there is now a lending program that Fannie Mae allows you to take money out of your house to pay off your student loans.
Wow, that
might be an option for some people. It might not be right for everybody, but it may be an option for some people when these things kick back into repayment.
Interesting. And as you're saying all these things, whether it's ways to refinance to pay off your credit cards, your student loans, or kind of like all these different ins and outs to kind of either take advantage of lower interest rates in different areas or not get taken advantage of by larger interest rates in other areas, like, I've never heard any of this before. Why isn't it more common knowledge? Why is it that for a lot of this stuff, I'm learning for the first time from you rather than, having heard any of this before from even other people in the industry?
One, I'd like to say that my 30 plus years of experience gives me the knowledge to be, to know what things we can do. But the other part of it is, I think loan officers are afraid to bring it up. I don't think a lot of LOs are trained on the right way to address these issues. It's not a fun topic to talk about. And I've been in education mode for years. I learned a long time ago that educating buyers and borrowers about the process and the situation, what they're getting themselves into, is a significantly better way to go down this road in the finance world than to just say, oh yeah, you're buying a house, this is a rate, I need this documentation. A lot of people in our industry just don't want to be an advocate, and they don't want to be an educator because that takes time away from dialing the phone and selling the next person on a mortgage and churning somebody through the system and making their commission check. My process takes time. I spend a lot more time with a borrower than most loan officers, but the end result is you're in a much better financial position.
And a common theme we talk about on this show, and the Fed just raised the rates another 25%. So I want to think the answer today is going to be no. But is now a good time to buy a house?
You love asking me that question. I mean, people can see the grin you have on your face every time you ask that question, because my answer is going to be yes. You need to be investing in yourself, and you've heard me say invest in yourself so many times on this show. The reality of it is rents are high. There are nice apartment complexes that are getting $2,000 a month for a 2-3-bedroom apartment. I mean, I just saw a new listing go up today, $2,100 a month for a 2-bedroom, 3-bath, 1,600 square foot house in the middle of Tucson. I mean, nothing special, $2,100 a month. And you have to make 3 times the rent to qualify, and you need first and last months in a security deposit. And you start adding all this stuff up. If you qualify to rent that house, you qualify to buy a house.
Right.
It is just that simple. If you can qualify with the terms that are out there to rent a property today, and at the payments you're having to pay to rent a property today, you can qualify to buy a house. I don't care what the rate is. You've heard me say it a lot. You marry the house, you date the rate. And what do I mean by that? You marry the house because you're going to be there for a long time, and you want to find a house that you like and you feel like you can live at. Rates will come down. 18, 24, maybe 36 months, rates are going to come down. You can refinance out of that higher rate into a lower rate, and your payment's going to come down. But every month that you wait to buy a home, interest rates continue to go up. And because we still have a housing shortage, the price of homes continue to go up. So every month you wait, it is more expensive.
Interesting.
Always a good time to buy a house.
Yeah. I had the mortgage ghost of Jonathan Spur in my head in a conversation with my wife and my 16-year-old yesterday, where I was just, giving the usual apparently advice to my 16-year-old, my wife and I, and I was telling him, okay, son, well, my wife is like, just do the right thing and be successful. That's all we want from you. And I was like, well, we got to tell him what that is. So what that is go to college, don't get married till after you go to college. After you graduate college, buy a house, and then don't have children until you get married. And if you do that, it's a success, buddy. You win. And then my wife's like, well, he doesn't have to buy a house after he graduates college. And I'm like, yes, he does. Yes, he does. Why would he not? Like, particularly, like, if he has a decent job, he can afford it. Like, why rent? Like, that, what does it make sense for? She's like, well, he may want to travel and go and do things and all that. I was like, yeah, he can do all that and buy a house and rent out right. That house and do whatever he needs to do with it.
Exactly. So, yeah. Homes, for the most part, over a long period of time, increase in value. We have peaks and valleys. I mean, 2008 was an anomaly. There was a lot of things that caused that collapse. We're not in that environment. We're not going to have that type of collapse again. Mm-hmm. Are we at some point maybe going to see a little bit of pullback in price of homes? Probably, but it's going to be minor. But over a long period of time, that home continues to increase in value. If I had kept my very first home that I bought, and I didn't, I sold it, took the equity, and bought another. Mm-hmm. But I purchased that house for $70,000 in 1995. Mm. It sold a couple months ago for $325,000.
Right.
Okay. Mm. We're talking over a 30-year period. That is a significant amount of increase. And if you've paid that home off and you sell it, guess what? There's no capital gains on that if you lived in it. So now it's $300,000 you put in your pocket and you don't pay taxes on it. There's nowhere else that you can go make $300,000 and not pay tax on it. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, if you're 19 and out of college or 20 and out of college and you've got a good job and you've saved up some money for a down payment, buy a house and either live in it for 5 to 10 years and then sell it and use that equity to buy another, or maybe turn it into a rental property.
Yeah.
If you've been living in a dorm room for the last 4 years, go buy a condo. I mean, at least it's yours and it's not smelling sweaty with all your roommates, right?
Yeah. Right. I think the big thing with that, and I mean, it's weird that my wife, us having just bought a house with your help, would think in this way where it's just like people forget how easy it is to buy a house. It's really not that difficult. It's not rocket science. It's just you need X, Y, and Z. And if you have X, Y, and Z, you qualify.
Well, right? Let's put this out there. These people have been renting for the last 3 years. Their rent, or they found out real quick, their rent is not a fixed dollar amount. That landlord can raise it whenever they want. When that lease is up, they can raise it. And if you can't afford it, you got to go find somewhere else. Well, guess what? That rent's gone up. When you buy a house on a 30-year fixed mortgage, that fixes your housing expense.
Right.
Your housing expense does not change regardless of what the market's doing.
Well, tell our listeners one more time how they can get a hold of you.
Call me on my cell phone, 520-247-3610, or check out our website, inspiredlifemortgage.com.
That's John Sporer, Inspired Life Mortgage. Thank you once again, John.
Thanks for having us. We appreciate
it. It's a Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I am Pastor John McClain here with my buddy Wesley Source, the newest talk radio show host in the city of Tucson, doing double duty today.
Thank you for welcoming me.
Yeah. Welcoming in. How do you feel? You feel all right?
Yeah,
you take a nap
great.
Now?
Yep.
I'm going to go home out. And have a party. Yeah,
maybe a party. I don't know.
We'll see.
I got a couple places to hit after this.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I got to do some research for your show. Absolutely. Well, we'll catch you next week. And as I always say, go to veteranrescuemission.org or homecommunityservices.com to find out more about the work that we do. And if you're a veteran out there that needs help, don't hesitate to give us a call. 520-329-9192. God bless.